Hey guys, welcome back to Hope 70. Let's talk. Tonight's inspirational clip comes from Jessica Simpson's open book. The chapter is True Beauty. And on page 323, I'm going to read to you a couple of lines and then kind of elaborate from there. The first line is, "Nobody's words, compliments, or critiques should define the value of your souls." The next line is, "We don't need to measure our self-worth on a scale." The next one is, "Please say her name out loud so she's remembered. Isabel Cairo." Look up Isabel Cairo. Or also, just go out and get Jessica Simpson's open book and read it. It's an amazing book, especially the True Beauty part. Read that. Soak it in. And for me, reading this was emotional on many different levels, just as Jessica Simpson was and Isabella Cara was, and many of us are. I've been bullied my whole life because of how I look, you know. Different people pick apart different things. And unfortunately, growing up, you know, I listened to those bullies instead of the true people in my life. You know, the true people in my life were telling me how beautiful I am, how amazing I am, how talented I am. And then the bullies in my life, the total opposite. They tore me to shreds because they didn't like how I looked. Jessica Simpson went through the same thing. Isabel Cairo went through the same thing. A lot of us go through the same thing. Reading this book, reading those words, it was just another inspirational reminder that you don't need to live by other people's words on what they think of you, whether it's a compliment or a critique. And you definitely don't need to live your life by a scale. They're just numbers. You need to be healthy in your own way. Follow what your doctor says, not what the scale says. A lot of us have weight issues, whether we're too heavy or we're too skinny. Jessica Simpson had it both ways. I always suffer because I'm quote unquote too skinny. The main thing we have to learn in life, whether you're a male or a female, is don't live your life by how others perceive you as your looks. It doesn't matter. It does not matter if other people think you're gorgeous or ugly, too fat, too thin, tall, short, whatever. They did not create you. God created you. God created you in his vision. God created you to look how he wants you to look. He loves how he created you. God does not make mistakes. Yes, we came from our parents, but God created us. That is one thing that you need to live by, or that's how I live by anyway. It took me many, many, many years to learn to ignore the bullies. Even today, you know, you know, I still have those ringing words in my head from the tortures that I went through growing up. And reading Jessica's book, you know, you can relate heavily to a lot of the things that she's gone through. Doesn't matter what your body size is, because she's been through it all as well. You know, I've never experienced the heavier side of life, but I definitely have always experienced the skinnier side of life. So this is just your reminder and your inspiration to love yourself the way you are. Look in the mirror, smile, and be thankful you've got the body that you've got. Because you are beautiful. But don't take my word for it. Take your word for it. Take God's word for it. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter how big or small you are. It doesn't matter how tall or how short you are. It doesn't matter your skin tone. It doesn't matter your hair color. Doesn't matter about any of that stuff. You are gorgeous how God made you. You're beautiful how God made you, and He doesn't make mistakes. So look yourself in the mirror, smile at yourself, and tell yourself, I am beautiful. I love me. I am perfect. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully I made you smile. Continue listening to my podcasts. DM me on my Instagram and Facebook. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you would like to be a guest on my podcast as well. You can email me at hope70letstalk@gmail.com. You can follow me on my socials. Facebook and Instagram are both Hope70 Photography LLC. And you can also visit my website for more information, hope70photography.com. Love y'all.